USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is in the middle of a COVID outbreak. Democratic Senator Chris Coons, the latest lawmaker to test positive. The Delaware senator, close to President Biden, had been double vaccinated and received his booster shot. Other lawmakers who have recently tested positive include House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, all of them Democrats. The fire is out at a Southeast Texas ExxonMobil facility. It took about 8 hours for firefighters to get flames down at the Baytown refinery near Houston under control this morning. The North Texas-based energy giant isn't sure what caused the fire to start, but promised to work with the appropriate authorities on enhancing safety. 4 people were injured, but are expected to survive. This is USA Radio News.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
No, nothing's been good enough.
President Biden's comments to ABC News when asked about his response to the COVID-19 pandemic, Biden continuing to push back against the charge that he got it wrong on the Delta and Omicron COVID variants. Biden continues by saying test kits will soon be available to everyone.
I've ordered 500 million of the pills, 500 million pills. I mean, excuse me, 500 million test kits that are going to be available to be sent to every home in America if anybody wants them.
The Biden administration has not yet signed a contract to buy the tests, and the website to order them will not be up until January. Kids of all ages are counting down to Santa's big arrival. They can start tracking his journey around the world easily starting tomorrow morning on NORAD's website. They can also call the hotline to get live updates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The Democratic-led House Select Committee investigating January 6th announced they would like to question Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan about conversations he had with former President Donald Trump's legal team or White House personnel. If the congressman refuses to cooperate, he could be held in contempt of Congress, which breaks new legal ground.
Members of Congress are protected in the Constitution by the Speech and Debate Clause. It's designed to allow a certain type of breathing space for members to be able to take on controversial issues and at times to stand even against the majority of Congress, let alone the public.
Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley speaking there on Fox News. The parents of a teenager charged with murdering 4 students at a Michigan high school last month are asking for a lower bond so they can get out of jail.
An attorney for James and Jennifer Crumbly says they did not anticipate their 15-year-old son, Ethan, would commit violence and are devastated like others in the Oxford, Michigan community. The Crumblys are charged with involuntary manslaughter after prosecutors say they bought the gun for their son he used in the crime and they didn't lock it up. Ethan Crumbly faces numerous charges, including 4 counts of homicide. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.